I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson Chancellor and Vice President Mohammed Lashmi outlined the university's plans for full capacity classes in the winter semester this week. Lashmi said the gradual return to campus in the fall has been successful and that there will be a broadened return with increased classes, programming, services, and supports, all offered on campus starting in January. He cites the increase in vaccinations, the number of fully vaccinated individuals who have returned to campus already, and the reopening of the province as indicators that will be safe for more in-person activities. He cites the increase in vaccinations, the number of fully vaccinated individuals who have returned to campus already, and the reopening of the province as indicators that it will be safe for more in-person activities. Prior to September, Lashmi said that the fall semester would be transitional and a trial run of slowly bringing staff and students back to in-person routines. The university will continue to adhere to all protocols outlined by Toronto Public Health. This includes mandatory masks indoors, daily health screenings for all community members, enhanced cleaning, ventilation, and air purification, and maintaining the school's vaccination policy. All individuals coming to campus must show proof of full vaccination or a valid medical exemption for not being fully vaccinated. Ryerson's safety app will continue to be where individuals must submit their vaccination statuses. November 1st is the deadline for these submissions. This includes individuals who are currently not vaccinated and who believe that they may be mostly virtual in the winter term. Lashmi believes the majority of classes will be in person, as well as extracurricular activities and facilities like the Mattamy Athletic Center and other campus gyms. Lashmi wrote to staff, students, and workers saying, quote, "This increased activity means we'll be also able to welcome many more of our faculty, instructors, and staff back to campus. Plans to increase on-campus activity for staff should be made within the context of the Future of Work initiative. Thank you, as always, for your resilience, patience, and commitment. Regardless of your role at our university, there is no doubt you have been presented with challenges and changes that none of us could have imagined. Please remember that supports continue to be available for all of our community members. Your dedication to your studies, your work, your students, and your colleagues has not gone unnoticed. I am so proud of the way this community has navigated this time, and I look forward to seeing many of you back on campus in January." End quote. Ryerson's winter semester is expected to begin on January 10th, 2022. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.